Celebrity voice impersonation not an endorsement.
Why go to a single furniture store when you can go to Big Sandy Superstore? Shop and compare America's top five mattress brands, plus Nectar and Purple. And choose from over 22,000 in-stock appliances from the top brands at the guaranteed lowest price. Or furnish the room of your dreams with a large selection of American-built furniture. With financing plans for just about anyone, there's nowhere else quite like it. Big Sandy Superstore.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
To my younger self, I wish you could see how beautiful you truly are. That beauty isn't defined by the number on your jeans, or the scale, or the size of your thighs, or how small you wish your waist could be. It is so much more than that. You are so much more than just your physical appearance. Stop holding on to the jeans that no longer fit. You shouldn't fit into the shorts you thrifted in grade 8 on your grad trip anymore. And it's okay if you don't fit into the ones from last summer either. They aren't worth the torture of feeling not small or good enough. Your clothes are meant to fit you, not the other way around. No one else knows the size of your pants you're wearing. Absolutely no one, unless you tell them. You don't need to be a size 0 or 2 or 25 to be beautiful or accepted. So buy the pair that fits and flatters your body instead of trying to squeeze into the size that you think you should be. It is crazy how much more confident and better you look when the clothes you wear actually fit you. Oh, and wear the shorts. I promise you no one is analyzing your legs the way that you are or seeing them in the light that you have painted them in your head. Learn to love and embrace your insecurities. Love your smile, your laugh, your full cheeks, and that chin of yours. These are the things that make you, you. Having a six-pack or lack thereof, or being what you deem as skinny enough, does not determine how healthy or fit you are. Someone could genetically have a lower body fat percentage and have more defined muscles, but be half as strong or athletic as you are. Your physical appearance does not determine your health. Instead, think of your health as how you care for and care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. Are you nourishing your body? Are you moving your body because you want to, not because you feel you have to or out of punishment? Are you resting enough? Are you having fun? Do you feel stronger and more energized? Feeling tired and irritable all the time isn't worth the smaller pant size. Your hair breaking and falling out isn't worth striving for the body that never seems like it's small or good enough. Saying no to plans because you are fearful of falling off track or losing your progress isn't worth it. Missing a workout or taking a day or few off isn't going to reverse your progress. Instead of putting your energy in a pursuit to disappear, use it to find love for yourself and in all stages of your existence. Use that energy to power your self-esteem and confidence, to carry yourself tall, to take up space, to make yourself heard, to live your life. Those are the things that truly elude beauty. Let go of this obsession of wanting a thigh gap, a smaller waistline, or a flatter stomach. Instead, work towards the goal of getting stronger and pushing PRs rather than torturing yourself in an attempt to be whatever you deem as skinny, because it never seems like it's enough. You'll never be satisfied unless you do that internal work and find the validation from within. In school, in work, in life, stop second-guessing yourself. Stop second-guessing your answers and intelligent. Be confident and trust what you have to say and share. Raise your hand in class. Speak up. Let your thoughts and input be heard. You are intelligent and capable of whatever you put your mind to. You are just as worthy as the boy next to you, or the one who you think is smarter, more deserving, or capable than you, especially in any business or math class. And your grades. Your grades don't define who you are. They are just a number, and you're not going to remember or care about them in 6 months or a year. They do not determine your worth or your ability to excel in whatever you choose to do in the future. It is merely a data point, an analytic, one way of a million to measure your abilities. And maybe, just maybe, that method isn't the one that best serves you, because you are one of a kind and not everything is one size fits all. You are not all. You are you, and you are irreplaceable. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect. It is going to drive you insane and make you feel like you are never good enough. It is okay to make mistakes and to mess up. This doesn't mean you failed. Someone who fails is someone who doesn't get back up, learn from their mistakes, and move forward. And you always do. It is okay to ask for help when you need it. This doesn't mean you're weak. In fact, it means you're courageous, humble, and eager to learn. When we work together, we become stronger and wiser. Not everything needs to be done on your own. Sometimes it is nice to have someone to lean on. You know, and others know, you are capable of doing and figuring out things on your own. There's no need to continue to prove that. Learn to set your boundaries. It's okay to say no. It is okay to put yourself and your needs first. It is okay to be selfish sometimes. Let go of this need to people please. The only person you should be focusing on impressing is yourself. It is okay to change your mind or switch paths. The one you first set out on doesn't have to be the one you stick with. You can change paths despite what you think society might think of you. If something is no longer serving you, that is okay. It is time to let it go and move forward. And no, you are not a failure, a coward, or taking the easy way out for not sticking to your original plan. Things happen. Life happens. You cannot perfectly plan out the roadmap for the rest of your life. Shit truly happens, and you just got to roll with it. Sometimes God, a higher power, whatever you want to believe in, has a better plan for you. You may not understand why at the time, but eventually you will see why things went the way they did, and you'll be grateful that they did. Everything happens for a reason. And when it comes to this timeline you have in your head as to how and when things should be done, let it go. You don't have to finish your undergrad in 4 years right after high school, and you don't have to rush into a traditional job right after that either. I know society is pressuring you to do just that, but it is okay to be different. It is okay to lighten your course load to take 3 or 4 courses a semester instead of 5, and if that means you finish later, there is nothing wrong with that. It is so small in the grand scheme of things. It doesn't mean you're any less capable or intelligent. In fact, it shows self-awareness and your ability to do what is best for you. It's okay if you don't know what you want to do or if you feel lost in what career path to venture down. The first job you take out of university or the next does not lock you into one path. Again, you can always change your mind. The switch might be scary, challenging, or intimidating, but that is what will help you grow as a person and push yourself in more ways than you could ever think. Remember, you're not alone in these feelings of uncertainty. Everyone has self-doubt and is figuring it out as they go, just as you are. Those friends who make you feel unwanted and excluded, step away from them. You are worthy of friends who love you as much as you love them. That meet you halfway. That care for you in the way that you care for them. A friendship is a two-way street. Remember that. It might feel lonely for a bit, but I promise you will find your way back to friends who feel like a second family, and it'll be more than worth the wait. And it's okay if you don't have a core friend group like in all the movies. Sometimes it is better that way, to be able to have a curated selection of people who are truly there for you rather than some half-fledged friends that don't have your back. And don't feel insecure about not having a big circle of friends, especially if a guy asks you about it on a date. It is not abnormal or a red flag. And the boys. Oh, the boys. Stop letting them dictate your happiness or impact your self-esteem. Stop seeking validation from men. Find that validation within yourself. Let go of living to please the male gaze. Learn to put yourself on the pedestal instead. You are so beautiful, intelligent, kind, caring, loving, a light, and fun to be around. Anyone would be so lucky to have you in their life and have the pleasure of getting to know you and be vulnerable with you, to share those intimate moments together. The repetitive patterns and feelings you're experiencing, reflect on them and learn from them to break it. You shouldn't have to change yourself for a guy or continually be looking for ways to satisfy him over prioritizing your own needs and wants. The right person will love you for you, no questions asked. Work on changing your narrative from, does he like me, to do I like him? Would you want to be friends with this person if all romantic interest was removed? If the answer is no, then he isn't the one for you, and why would you want him in your life? If you're confused by him, move on. If he is causing you more harm than good, walk away. If he wanted to, he would. Stop making excuses for him. Stop leaning so heavily on the potential of this relationship you have written out in your head. Don't be afraid to communicate your feelings and to ask questions. You have every right to, and nothing will scare the right person away. Absolutely nothing. Delete the apps. They are just putting you in 1, a scarcity mindset, and 2, focusing primarily on the materialistic and surface level things of a partner, like looks, height, and career. You know you value and look for so much more than just that. Open your mind to see and receive more. You can meet people organically, and honestly, it is always better that way. I know you feel like there is something wrong with you because you've convinced yourself that in being the common denominator in all situations, but there is nothing wrong with you at all. It just hasn't been your time yet. Emphasis on yet. You are capable of giving love and worthy of receiving love by someone who sees the value in you. When you are truly ready and the timing is right, he will enter your life when you least expect it. Trust the divine timing of life and take every experience as an opportunity to learn more about yourself and what you do and don't want in a partner. Don't settle for anything less than what you know you truly deserve. With the ending of each fling, situationship, or relationship, reflect. What did you learn from this? What did you learn about yourself? With each end is a new beginning. Some people come into your life for a reason, others for a season, and some for a lifetime. Enjoy the journey. Sincerely, your older and hopefully wiser self. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Morning Gray. I know it was a little different than what it normally is, but I felt very called to talk about this and to write this letter, and my friend Shayna recommended that I do this for an episode, and I'm very happy that I did. If you are a new listener here, I would love if you could subscribe to the podcast so you always know when new episodes come out. If you really like this episode, make sure to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, as that is how you can help support it. And I always love reading your reviews. It truly just makes my day. I love it so much. And if you're listening, I also love seeing you tag on socials at Morning Ray Podcast Instagram. I love reposting your stories of you listening to the pod. So keep doing that. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.